which I do for the Bissam English. Part of the Gagulim for the Bissam English is the Bechina of, when we speak about in Perikot Tehillim, we speak about the Gagulim for the Bissam English. So we speak about the Shem Alas, Samachti Boimim Li Beis Hashem Nelech, Oim Des Hoyer Agleinu Bisharach Yishalayim Yishalayim Kiir Shechubra Liyachtov, all coming to the Beis Hamikdash. And then it says Shom Yoshu Kiseis B'Mishpat Kiseis the Beis David. We came to Sarayim Bechnal. The emphasis is that the Sanhedrin is a Hamtoka Dika Midas Adin. That's the Midas Adin of Yosef Lovay. The Sanhedrin is the Midas Adin of Yosef Lovay. It's the whole Indian of Sanhedrin and Nigla. There was a goddess of Sanhedrin. And Sanhedrin and Nigla to Esa Mekoymas. Because in the Nishkas HaGozis, we discussed this once together, that the Beis HaMikdash Bechitzoin was Kula Yiridik, there was Shemrim around the Beis HaMikdash, it was a Yiridik HaMatzav, Malchus HaMatzav, and inside it was Toichai Rutsu V'Ahav. The whole Masech HaSanhedrin brings out the Ahav, it brings out the Chesed of the Din. Throughout the Masech, how did they kill him? Why not from five stories high? After Racha Kamoicha, Broida Misa Yofi. Why this that? After Racha Kamoicha, Broida Misa Yofi. We're dealing with Misa, we're dealing with acting out judgment, we're dealing with the rest of Mishpat. But it's a Haftali Racha Kamoicha Dika Mishpat. That's the Chelik, that's in the Beis HaMikdash. Hazan Shtakach Amtoka of Din, not just Amtoka, a Shilov of the Din, where the Din and the Chesed works mamish together. That's mamish Ein Zach. In other words, when a person is being led out to be executed, they mamish made him feel you're getting kaparos avoinus, like by Ochan, and developing a Zach, and it's a big tikkun. Like he mamish felt they were doing a Chesed to him. That was in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, in a Mokim that was Teichai Rutsu V'Ahava, that's where the Sanhedrin sat. That was part of the Yerushalayim, was an Eir Shechubra LaYachtov. Eir Shechubra LaYachtov means that you're taking together all the his Achtus of Chesedin been together. That was the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a Mokim of his Achtus, and if you see them when they were Nigla from the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't done Din and Nefashis. Because Din and Nefashis is a Bechina of to have to Yerach HaKomoicha Dekazach. And that's why Din and Momen is Beshleisha. Mishnah, they start Din and Momen is Beshleisha. Momo in Kesev is a Kisuf in Nechsef Nechsefti, it's an Ava de Kazach. Din is a Din de Kazach. But Din and Momen is Beshleisha. Because you have Chesed on one side, you have Din on the other side, and you have the Das, the Achra, which is a Meshilov of Chesed and Din together. And that was the Sanhedrin. Hedrin was Din and Momen is Beshleisha. The Din and the Momen was together, was Mis'achi together in the Shlishi in the Yerchi Yemeneo. So that's the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. The Broi La Misa Yofa. If a normal king would say, let's choose a nice death for you. It's a Hanarishkeit, right? He's Kas, he's Kulei Kas. Of a Yiddishkeit, there's an Emistika Inyan of Broi La Misa Yofa. Broi La Misa Yofa, it's an After the Racha Kamoicha Dika Din. That Shilov, that's the sod of Din and Momen is Beshleisha. That's how the Masech starts. And the Metz Hashem, we say, we know that the Osad Lover would be the Tachlis. Osad Lover would be the Tachlis of the Paskanat Mishamai, because the Shilov of Din, and everything will come together. So for the last Perek and Sanhedrin, it's Achelik, which is all the Gemaras of Osad Lover. It's Kulei Osad Lover, Dikadach. Because the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash was a Me'ain, it was a din of the Osad Lovay. It was a din of the Osad Lovay. In other words, it was a shilov of all the chesed and din together. And really, therefore, that's why the Messiah begins with Din Imamas Rishleisha, but it ends with Perik Achelik, all the Gemaras of Mashiach and Ba'alam Haba, because that's when it's taka. The Osad Lovay is taka also going to be a Bishamay Dikamatzav, and it's going to be a din that's nimtak, it's going to be a shilov dikadin. It's going to be yitzchok, it's going to be tzchok dikadin. So that's the beginning of Sanhedrin, the end of Sanhedrin. That's why the Sanhedrin, that's what they felt was missing when they left the Dua, that a Geffen is, you know, the vine, grapes. You know that Shemen is the Bechin of Chochmah. Shemen is the Bechin of Chochmah. Geffen and Yain is the Bechin of Bina. Bina the shayrish of gvuras. It's still chasad chesedik, still rachamim dik chesedik. No, it's the shayrish of gvuras. It's still where the gvuras is nintak in the thing. That's the mechin of. It says the chasanedrin used to sit kachatzi goyrim, kachatzi ogul, which is like a kerem. That's why the place is called Kerem B'Yavne. So it's called Kerem B'Yavne. Yavne was the Sanhedrin. That's where the Sanhedrin sat. And it's called Kerem B'Yavne because they sat like a Kerem. That was their Gaguyim. Why is it called Yavne? Says the Helgit Tefer Shleima. Yavne is Rosh Hatev's Yibone. When they left the Beis HaMikdash and were sitting somewhere else, they were yearning. They were yearning to be in the Yibone Beis HaMikdash so they can go back to the Lishkas Hagozes. And that's why they were sitting like a Kerem B'Yavne. Kerem is Yain, and Yain is the B'chinah of, it's the Sherish of Gvuras. It's Gvuras, but it's the Sherish of, it's the Sherish of Gvuras, which is really where all the Gvuras are Nimtak. So it's also got that B'chinah. It's that Kerem B'Yavne. That's the whole Sada Sahedrin. So they're always looking for the Hamtaka of the Gvura. They always wanted the Hamtaka of the Gvura. That's the Emes Tikkun Nishmat.
That's very why that's the Dayan's Kondali Elohim.
Dayan's
Kondali Elohim is the Din of Hashem Echad.
Hashem Echad. Oh.
So Dayan represents the same verse, taking the Din in there.
That's right. The Elohim's Kilu. The Havdil, so the Goyim, they're wicked. The base dinim of the Goyim are wicked. They're wicked. They kill and they do this without Rachmanis. They kill. They're wicked. But I could like to say, it's fine.
If it's Emes, not a Shutter.
And Taka says that the Tchila Olam HaChshova, and then there's a Shiluv, Tchila Olam HaChshova Midas Adin, and eventually I was Meshativ, Meshativ Rachman. If it's Kulei Din, Chas V'Shalom, and it's like a base mishpat of Chovetz, the Hanasik, the Mais of Rishis, it's a din with Rachman together. That's the Sada Sanhedrin.
It's still in the clay stage, even.
Still in the clay stage. Chazaza, yeah. That's the way that it's now. It's the Amtoka stage.
Once more, Nakuda, the Rebbe just added on, I just stopped the recording too quickly, was that's the Hemshach of the Psukim, why the Beis HaMikdash was over there. By the din is by the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishpat, because the whole Beis HaMikdash and the Mishpat was a whole important factor of the Beis HaMikdash.